This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
We are back. Well, I guess I'm back, right? Welcome to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I do so much appreciate it. You know, get involved in the conversation. Right, head up to the website where you can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. There are so many things going on up there. So many things that you can work on. And smarter people than I are in the chat room. So take advantage of that. I would. I mean, seriously. And I got to tell you something. We've got some great guests on tonight. Got a lot happening because of the RNC. And I am going to massacre her name five ways a Sunday. But Gabby Morongello. Yes, it's Morongello. There you go. Political reporter for the Washington Examiner will join us today. She's been on the floor. She's been watching what's going on right there on the floor for the last few days. So we're going to have her on with us, along with Ron Meyer, is also will join us later on. He's the editor of Red Alert Politics. He's been on the ground in Cleveland all week long. So we'll get a real feel for what's happening there. And then earlier, I interviewed Dick Morris on his new book, Armageddon. He reveals some of Hillary's secrets and Trump's strategy, and he believes that Trump's going to win. Everybody I've spoken with so far on the inside believes that Trump is going to win. And then if you can handle all this good radio in the third hour with Evan Sayet, he'll be on. I know sometimes that some of you got to go take a nap after you listen to two of us. Evan's also a good guy. I very much enjoy having him on a lot, and we have a good time together. So speaking of lunacy, it never ceases to floor me. I tried to get this in the first hour, but I couldn't. There's a group of firefighters in Riverside County, California, wanting to honor police officers killed in Baton Rouge. So firefighter Eric Hill decided to display a pro-police flag on one of the fire engines at Sunnymead Ranch Station Number 48. Now, you've probably seen the flag. It's black and white with a blue stripe through the middle. It symbolizes the thin blue line. Now, he posted the flag on July 17th, just a few hours after a gunman attacked officers in Baton Rouge, killing three. We just wanted to show our support for law enforcement. I mean, these guys are like brothers. Okay, so maybe from within, they're all brothers. When you cross the lines, they're like cousins. And we just wanted to show our support for law enforcement, Mr. Hill told the news service. We wanted them to know that we stand shoulder to shoulder in solidarity with them. Police officers appreciated the goodwill gesture, but some people did not. Can you believe this? The following day, fire chief sent an email to the firefighters telling them the flag had to come down. And your friendly neighborhood columnist received an exclusive copy of the email written by Chief John Hawkins. It went on to say, our foremost concern was whether the flag could create a safety risk for emergency responders due to the extreme targeting and fire of responders due to the extremist targeting the fire engine or for people following fire engines and not being able to see the warning lights. What a weenie excuse. So people would be so fixated on the flag that they wouldn't be able to see the warning lights. They shouldn't be driving. Take their license away. Are we serious? No, the guy's a coward. He's an American coward. He also said the fire department had to look at the big picture. That's right. We are a global fire department. We don't belong to America and or Riverside County anymore. No, that's me, not him. These people are whacked. He goes on to say, how is this perceived by not only the public, but also those that would seek to do harm to those in public safety, he wrote. Some feel the flag is an attempt to incite further violence against those who, to our very core, have dedicated our lives to protecting all lives. We know what you're teaching the guys here? You can't stand up for what you believe. You can't stand up for other people. That's what this coward is putting out there. God bless these firemen for wanting to do it. If I was them, I'd all get together and strike. Only if his house burns up, though. That'd be great. Sorry, can't go. We left the flags on the fire engine. People won't be looking at the flags. We won't be able to make it to your house, Chief. The fire chief called the decision to remove the pro-police flags a difficult and painful decision. Not in your life. Took them all of 3 seconds. That's how cowards operate. Should we potentially increase the risk for our firefighters by flying flags, banners, or signs in this time of divisiveness, he asked. Sadly, this is an unsettled time, and its danger is possible for everyone involved. What a load of grade-A fertilizer, don't you think? Now, it's pretty clear to anybody that reads this that these department bigwigs were more concerned with feelings of the anti-police crap. You know, think about that. If you peaceful cop lovers would get violent, maybe they'd do what you want. And I'm not telling you to. I'm just saying, making a statement. It seems like the violence gets their way. It used to be the other way around in this country. You got violent, stupid, you went to jail. It was really that simple. Now, the type of flag, while strongly supporting our LE, law enforcement, he said, family could increase tension or cause a negative response within the community. Chief, that's according to the chief, right? The fire chief went to great lengths in his email to defend his decision and took great offense at the criticism that he rightfully received. Yeah, he deserved more than that. Now, it seems to me that the fire department management is more concerned about the feelings of a bunch of anti-police agitators than about showing their public support, not only for law enforcement, for the whole brotherhood of protectors. Did he ask the first responders how they felt about it? Did he ask them that maybe they would be fine with it? Maybe they'd be willing to take a chance? Because, you know, the police defend the firefighters when they're out there, too, you know. Mr. Hill was so disturbed by the incident, he decided to post a message on Facebook. Good for him. And I mean that sincerely. Good for him. As you can tell, the pictures are still posted and will remain posted to show our support for our brothers and sisters in blue, he wrote. As we say back at home in the South, good on you, Mr. Hill. Good on you. Now I got to tell you. I should say as we say in the South, as they say in the South. I ain't from the South. I don't want anybody coming at me with any pitchforks. Oh, God. This just shows you where we've gone. This is one of those PC stories that just makes me crazy. Drives me out of my mind. There's no reason for it. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you on board. Appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. Don't go anywhere. Got a lot. You're going to miss it. Got a lot coming up, including Dick Morris. We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. That's realpricesilver.com. Realpricesilver.com. Limit one offer per household. 50 United States only.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Anyone know the effects? Anyone? Anyone? Anyone?
We are back. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. Head up to the website, therealside.com, to find stations, times, and actually even our classic podcasts are up there. We have no old podcasts on this show. They're all classics, let me tell you what. All right, I'm going to get right back to it. We've not been broadcasting live from the RNC, but we've been bringing people on that have been there, that see what's going on, feel the energy on the floor, or lack of, but I haven't seen any lack of yet. Gabby Marangiello joins me, and she is on the floor there at the RNC, and I always appreciate the time that I know they got a gabillion, yeah, that's a real word, by the way, a gabillion other things going on there on the floor. She's the political reporter for the Washington Examiner. Gabby, thanks for being with me today.
Thanks for having me on.
Let's just start on Monday, okay? You were there on Monday, obviously. And I
was.
Yeah, and I heard there was a lot of angst on the floor, and it's kind of confusing. Do you know what all that angst was about? Some say it was all a bunch of noise to try to thwart the Trump nomination. Others say, no, that's not true, that they were just simply trying to squelch some rules that were trying to be put in place that would stop, really stop grassroots power.
Well, no, it was about an effort by a bunch of rebel delegates who were trying to get a roll call vote because they felt that they had enough votes to vote against the rules package that was passed last week by the Rules Committee here at the Republican National Convention. So they wanted to overturn that rules package to allow delegates to vote their conscience. You know, we've heard a lot about this conscience clause, which would unbind delegates to let them vote for any candidate, not necessarily Donald Trump, regardless of the outcome of their state's primary. Obviously, that was not successful, given that Donald Trump did formally secure the nomination yesterday evening. But there was a lot of angst on the floor about this. And you had, you know, Ken Cuccinelli, the former attorney general of Virginia, trying to whip delegates into this camp, and others walking around really trying to convince delegates to sign on to this petition that was submitted to the convention secretary that, again, would have called for a roll call vote, and that didn't happen.
No, and it's really interesting when you hear people talking about, you know, what was taking place that morning. And like you say, my problem with this whole process has been, look, the will of the people, the delegates, in my humble opinion, are supposed to carry the will of the people to the convention. We didn't elect them to go do whatever they darn well please to do. They should be taking that to the convention and speaking on, you know, it is representative after all. Anybody else feel that way there, or does everybody kind of feel, or did you get the feeling that some felt that they should be allowed to vote their conscience in the future at least?
Well, I would say that the group that wanted to install this conscience clause did have some arguments that were appealing to even delegates who were there supporting Donald Trump and agreed that, you know, the democratic process that happened throughout the Republican primary led to him being the presumptive Republican nominee. But at the same time, as you said, you know, a lot of people felt that these movements, these efforts by these delegates to try and overturn or deny Donald Trump the nomination were really flying in the face of the same democratic process and the feelings towards Donald Trump. I mean, regardless of whether the Republican Party is split or not, and many people at this convention have said this, what's taken place in the last 48 hours has shown that it is, in fact, divided, mm-hmm. that nonetheless Donald Trump barely won the Republican nomination, and to deny him that nomination would have been would have caused an uproar by most Republicans.
I think it would have blew the party. Whether you're for him or against him, I think it would have blew the party up, because we've been screaming. This has been my mantra on the show. We've been screaming for years that we're not representative. Our leaders aren't doing what we want them to do, what we sent them to do. They're not listening to the American people. And then here we were, the old timers in the party. Here they were trying to thwart the exact, as you say, the democratic process. And there was no way for them to decide that to prove to us that was better for us. That's what bothers me about this whole process.
Right, and I think that's pretty much why we saw the demise of this Never Trump movement here at the convention. A lot of their effort was based on changing the rules and amending the party rules that were passed at the last convention in 2012. They didn't, as you said, really have an argument as to why delegates who are supporting Donald Trump should vote in favor of or even sign a petition that would have led to a roll call vote. That was really lacking.
So your honest opinion is that not necessarily led by a Cruz campaign, but led maybe more by the No Trumpers, period, right?
No, I wouldn't say that this was directly linked to the Cruz campaign at all. I mean, in fact, okay. Most of the delegates who were part of this movement, they were supporting Marco Rubio. Some of them were Scott Walker supporters. You know, they may not have been pledged to those candidates since they dropped out of the race long before their primaries, but it wasn't directly tied to any one candidate in particular. It was just a movement that felt that their voices weren't heard in the primary process and that Donald Trump was not the best representation of the Republican Party.
Let's talk about the Melania speech, and I get the biggest kick out of this because they're on the floor of the RNC to the regular Republican, if you would. Are they having a hard heartburn or a hard time with her speech?
I actually got onto the convention floor yesterday and spoke with a number of delegates about this, and they said that this was a made-up controversy by members of the media. You know, it was the last thing on their minds at that point. Hours before Donald Trump was set to deliver his video address as the Republican nominee. So make of that what you will. I mean, a lot of people here, the sort of strategists, the campaign operatives say that this was in fact plagiarized. You just saw the statement this morning from the actual speechwriter admitting that she didn't look through the speech, but that she spoke with Melania about some of her inspiration for the speech, and remarks by First Lady Michelle Obama were mentioned at one point, that she should have looked through the speech before it went to its final draft. So there's been an admission of wrongdoing on that speechwriter's behalf, but the Trump campaign has been adamantly against installing any consequences against that woman.
Yeah. You know, the other thing, I look at this and say, I've done speeches myself. We've seen plenty of speeches that have gone up that kind of use the same phraseologies and what have you. When you have a speech that's 1,000, 1,500, 2,000 words, and you grab 50 words out of it, I mean, as far as I'm concerned, it's a non-issue from my point of view.
Well, I mean, as a reporter, I'd have to push back on that just a little bit, because I know if any of my colleagues or if I myself was caught word for word, you know, writing 50 words in an article that happened to be identical to an article written several years ago, my career would be over. And it was an obvious case, deliberate plagiarism, but it was there. There were identical passages in the remarks given by Melania. She may not have been aware of them, but this is somebody who's working for the campaign of the Republican right. presidential nominee, and it certainly should have been looked through, or at least just run through a Google search before she delivered them on Monday night.
And getting paid for it on top of that. But
I, again,
my personal opinion is they're making much to do about very little, because Obama, both Obamas and Clintons. Okay, we got to go for a break, but here's the deal. If you want to hear the rest of the interview, there's another couple of minutes to this. You're going to love it. You want to head up to the website, therealside.com, after the show, and on the podcast for tonight, the full length will be up there. I guarantee it. I promise you. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Head up to the website. Watch live. Listen live. Take the poll. I do appreciate your time with me. Don't go far. We've got a very exciting show tonight. Hey, you've missed a healthcare deadline. You don't have any kind of healthcare. Don't worry about it. My friends at Liberty HealthShare have the answer. Now, Liberty HealthShare offers an affordable healthcare option that allows Americans to enroll any time of the year. If you've already enrolled but you don't like the plan you had shoved down your throat, you still have options. Liberty HealthShare gives control back to you. Americans can manage and direct their healthcare, yet still be in good standing with the Affordable Care Act. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates imposed on individuals for not having healthcare insurance. That gives you the freedom and control of your own insurance. Insurance choices. Liberty HealthShare plans allow members the ability to choose any doctor or hospital across the nation. Yes, it's your choice. Memberships for individuals, couples, and families, but not the dog. They offer a variety of options that best suit your medical needs. If you're a freedom-loving American like I am, looking for contract-free healthcare, then this is for you. For more information on how you can enroll any time of the year, call 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. You can even hop on therealside.com and find it there as well.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Piedmont attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS-certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Anybody care about what I want?
I do.
Shut up. Get out.
Seems everything I buy these days has got a foreign name. From the time
we are back. You're listening to The Real Site, GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you on board. If you want to find out what stations and times we're on, head over to the website, therealsite.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. A lot going on up there on the website. We have a live chat room. I'm sure you can find smarter people than I in that chat room. Guaranteed. And you better buy American-made. I know, you know, that was a... I don't know, saying in the 70s, but we have 94 million people out of work. If you are buying products shipped in from overseas that you can buy here in this country, shame on you. Do not tell me how much you care about the American worker, how you care about the economy, how you want America to be great again, and you're buying stuff from other countries. Now, I know it's kind of hard now. It's almost impossible to buy something totally made here, but take a shot at it. You know what I'm saying? Do your best. Anyway, I'd like to welcome Ron Meyer to the show. He's the editor of Red Alert Politics. He's been on the ground in Cleveland all week so far. Ron, how's the show going out there?
Well, it's definitely a show. It's unlike a lot of years past that I've been to and other people have been to. It's just bizarre because usually it's sort of like, you know, with the politicians, the politicos, and Trump really has a unique lineup of speakers. And in some ways it's been good, and in some ways it's been, you know, slightly, I mean, it's a little bit more unpredictable that way. There's been a lot of positive impressions about his kids. People are really impressed with Donald Trump's kids, especially Don Jr.'s speech last night. It's been getting a lot of positive reception. You know, the rules thing was probably the most exciting thing that's happened so far. A lot of people still sort of upset, and there's still murmurs around that around the convention. But the show itself, it is a show. It is Trump's convention. People have stopped calling it the RNC, and they started calling it Trump's convention. So that kind of shows you how it's gone and what the shows look like.
Oh, this is, you know, I mean, you've got to admit that even as a we are very divided, or they are very divided as a party up there. And you know, as you say, calling it Trump's convention shows you, you know, where people's mindsets are at. But going back to Donald Trump Jr., my producer's sitting here last night, and she's saying, you know, he is a good-looking man. He is charismatic. I mean, he needs to. I'm thinking, hey, focus on the show. Forget him. You know, he's up there touting his dad. But, yeah, I mean, he connected with a lot of people all over the place last night. He's got a future in politics, don't you think?
Yeah, I mean, our sort of resident Trump writer, who's a big fan of Trump's, was like, wow, you know, I think we did nominate the wrong Donald Trump. And this is a Donald Trump fan saying it. I mean, and if you look at that speech, it's like he was controlled. He was articulate. Mm-hmm. He still shares a lot of the populist positions, but he made them make sense in a way that wasn't offensive. So it's like, you know, maybe Don Jr. does have a place in politics. You know, I'm not sort of in alignment with the nationalist wing of the party, but if it does have a future, I do tend to agree that, you know, maybe Ivanka or Don Jr. are the right spokespeople for it.
Yeah, you know, if you look at what we've accepted in America, or what people are accepting in America, you know, Barack Obama, good-looking guy, well-articulated, you know, I know he was using teleprompters and such, but, you know, he was very charismatic. People loved him just for that alone. I think that's where Trump has hit a home run here. It doesn't matter what he says or does. The mere fact that the basis of his whole campaign is bring America back, put people back to work, and you know, the Democrats have shot themselves in the foot with Hillary saying, I'm going to close down the coal industry. You got to look at this and say, no matter what you don't like about the guy, he's using all of the Reagan catchphrases to turn people on, because people are desperate. They're looking for work. They're looking to get back on their feet again, don't you think?
Yeah, he's speaking to a part of the American electorate that hasn't been spoken to in years. There really hasn't been a sort of tough-on-trade politician in politics since Pat Buchanan, and that was 1992. And so, you know, we've had a lot of people who have sort of been looking for that message that says, you know what, this trade deficit is a problem. We are outsourcing too much. We should do something about it, and we're just ignoring it. And people in middle America, people where in our cities that used to be thriving with businesses and factories are saying, you know what, that sounds pretty good. We could use some of that. And it's not just the Midwest. It's also places like, you know, in Pennsylvania. And if Trump can make Pennsylvania close, I think it makes the electoral map make sense. I don't think he has a chance in Virginia, but if he can win Florida, if he can win Pennsylvania, if he can win Ohio, I think he's going to do really well in Pennsylvania, Ohio. I think it's going to come down to Florida. But like I said, I mean, he's really speaking to a huge section of people that have been ignored by both parties. If you look at the major nominees for parties, you really can't see anyone who's had his position on trade for a very, very long time.
No, and you know, in I've had very close friends now won't talk to me anymore because I didn't get behind Cruz and what have you. I kept my mouth shut. Like, you know, like my 16 listeners are really going to, you know, sway the election, if you'll forgive me. But, you know, I kept saying, listen, my problem with Cruz and some of those guys is here's Trump making all these gains because he's speaking the right words to the right people. He knows what to say. He knows where people are hurting. And all Cruz and the rest of them are doing is pounding on Trump. They should be pounding on Hillary, and they should be taking some of that information that Trump is giving them and putting their own spin on it and using it to draw people in. If they're not smart enough to do that, why do I want them as president? I mean, what's the true feeling on the floor there at the convention?
People want to hear from Ted Cruz, and I think it's exactly for the reasons that you just said. They want to see, you know, when Ted Cruz got delegates when he was, you know, racking up some during the sort of the ceremonial announcements yesterday when they're going state to state. Ted Cruz had a lot of positive sentiment in that convention, and I think if Trump really wants to get unity, he's going to need Ted Cruz to come in and give a great speech that gets people like the people you were just mentioning into this movement. And I think Cruz is the right guy to do it. The question is, what is the bartering chip there? And I think that's what's going on right now behind the scenes. What does Trump give Cruz, or vice, you know, what sort of deal can be made to get Cruz on that stage and to say the right things? It's one thing for Cruz to just go up there and give a rah-rah conservative speech, but is he going to say the things that show he actually supports Trump, that he trusts Trump, that he believes Trump can be trusted with the conservative movement? And so that's a big linchpin, I think, of this convention.
You think Monday was an attempt, pardon the word, of a coup to get Cruz in there, to get delegates for Cruz, to turn that convention over to Cruz? I mean, you're kind of hearing both sides of it. No, it was just a few rogue people. Others are saying, no, it was a planned attack by the Cruz campaign.
There was definitely still an anti-Trump element, but it was really interesting. We talked to the co-chair of Cruz's campaign in Virginia, a state senator, someone who's a Cruz confidant, and he said after this fight had absolutely nothing to do with opposition to Trump. Nothing to do with opposition to Trump. And I sort of scratched my head and was like, what? Like, what do you mean by how did that have nothing to do with Trump? And he says, it really has to do with the rules that the RNC put in place with Mitt Romney. It's totally anti-grassroots. It puts more power voted on are terrible, terrible rules for grassroots conservatives. It does centralize power. And so there are a lot of people who wanted to have a vote on the rules because they didn't like the rules. That little to do with opposition to Trump. Now, I do think that there was an element of opposition to Trump, but it was more than that. And a lot of people, and, you know, frankly, the mainstream media totally swung and missed on covering that.
Yeah, I agree with you there, too. You know, the other thing I noticed, the old guard Republicans, there was no heartfelt, the words were there, but there was no hardcore, heartfelt, let's pull together, let's come together, let's make things work and get behind Trump. And I got to tell you something, I am scared, I am afraid of Paul Ryan. I think Paul Ryan is the first wave of the progressive Republican movement, and I think you're going to see this get worse and worse and worse in the coming years. Give me your thoughts on what I said.
Yeah, I mean, it's really interesting to see what the future is going to look like, whether Trump wins or whether he loses, how things are going to evolve in the conservative movement, and who's going to take the mantle. And if Trump wins, is someone going to challenge him in a primary? If Trump somehow pulls this off, I mean, is the conservative movement really set on backing a Trump presidency? And Trump will have a lot to do with, you know, when he wins. It's just, and frankly, you know, it feels like right now to people who have been in the conservative movement a long time who may have not supported Trump, it kind of feels like we're having our 40 years in the wilderness right now, which is bizarre because we're at a Republican National Convention. It's usually rah-rah time. But there's a lot of soul searching. There's a lot of, you know, who's gonna, there's just so many different factions now. There's like the nationalist wing with the Trump people. There's the libertarian wing. There's the Bush neoconservative establishment wing. Mm-hmm. And they are, it's just, they're pretty darn evenly divided. And that's why, I mean, Trump didn't win a majority of Republicans. He still doesn't have anywhere near a majority of the votes. He got 14 million, but that was like 40% of the vote. And so, you know, so it's just, we have a really fractious party. I think people are willing to sort of suck it up and vote for Trump for now just because Hillary is a crook. And she should be indicted.
I agree with you. Ron, we're focused on the Republicans, I realize, because you're at the Republican National Convention. Okay, we got to go for a break, but here's the deal. If you want to hear the rest of the interview, there's another couple of minutes to this. You're going to love it. You want to head up to the website, therealside.com, after the show, and on the podcast for tonight, the full length will be up there. I guarantee it. I promise you. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Head up to the website. Watch live, listen live, take the poll. I do appreciate your time with me. Don't go far. We've got a very exciting show tonight.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
You want answers!
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time you spend with me on the phone, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, you can take the poll. There's a million things you can do up there on the website. There's a list of stations and times when you can grab the show. And our classic podcasts are up there on the website. I have nothing old up there. Everything's a classic, let me tell you what. I'm honored to have Dick Morris on the line with me right now. He's a well-known and recognized political analyst. He served as Bill Clinton's political consultant for 20 years. He's also the author of numerous New York Times bestsellers. His new book is called Armageddon, How Trump Can Beat Hillary. And, Dick, thanks for being with me today. I really appreciate your time.
I appreciate you're not describing me as classic.
I
know there's a risk there for a while.
I'm getting to that age where I like the word classic better than old,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying,
okay.
Right? Okay.
Yeah, I know.
So, listen, Trump seems to be a real problem for the Republican Party. I mean, a good part of the old guard, if you would. I don't have a lot of time with you, so explain to me, why is this so tough for the old guard to bring him? He's got a lot of people in the party itself, rank and file, that support him. What's the problem here?
Well, he's from outside the power structure in Washington, and if he if he's elected, he will be independent of that power structure. He didn't take their campaign contributions. Now he'll get them, but, you know, he didn't get them when he needed them. And he's going to be independent, and they're scared to death of that. Ted Cruz had it right. There's a duopoly in Washington of the Democratic and Republican Party establishments. They're the collective insiders. And it's so significant that both the Bushes and the Clintons are against Donald Trump, the establishments of both political parties. And that's the key to how he can win this election. The key, and I outline in my book Armageddon, his goal should be, and I think is, to portray Hillary as the ultimate insider and he as the ultimate outsider. If you look at the results of the Brexit vote, Joe, where I did some consulting with the Leave forces, you see how this phenomenon is sweeping the world. The insiders versus the outsiders, those who are benefiting from the global economy versus those who are being screwed by it. And the interesting thing in Brexit is we got the same number of votes from the left-wing voters as from the right-wing voters. Ideology made no difference. And I think party and ideology are now being transcended by this insider-outsider phenomenon. That's why Bernie Sanders almost beat Hillary. It's why Trump won his primary. And it's why Trump can win the general, because he can bring to him voters who are voted for Sanders, who don't like Hillary, don't trust her, and see her as the ultimate insider. So to get to your question, the Republican negatives by the establishment help Trump. They don't hurt him. Remember when Cruz got all those endorsements after he beat the Rubio and the other candidates, and he sank like a stone right after that? He became the establishment.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think people are fed up. They don't know what to do. I got to tell you, though, I am concerned when I see all the interviews that are done online and what have you with our younger people and with hardcore left Democrats who don't really care what Hillary stands for. She's a Democrat. She's a female. End of discussion. Is that going to...
Yeah, but Hillary lost the vote, the under 30 vote, by 81-19 in the primaries against Bernie Sanders. And one-third of the Democratic voters in the most recent poll said they were unhappy that Hillary Clinton is the candidate. And 25% of Democrats and 63% of independents say that Hillary is not honest and trustworthy.
Yeah.
So you have more than enough voters there who you can reach. What Trump needs to do is to start embracing the issues that will reach them, breaking up the big banks, ending the showering of quantitative easing, freshly minted dollars on Wall Street, bringing back the Glass-Steagall Act to regulate banks. He needs to cracking down. He's done one part of it, trade agreements that stop screwing the American worker and reduce immigration that challenges his ability to get a job. Those are all key issues that appeal to the Sanders voters. In the book, I say, you can't win this bout with just the right jab. You need the left hook, too.
Yeah, Dick, when he's out there and he's talking and he's giving his speeches, he gave one the other night that I thought was wonderful and classic and even got me excited. When he seems to talk off the cuff, though, he gets people crazy. Coming into the general election, does he have to tone down his rhetoric, or should he keep it the same because that's what got him there to begin with?
Oh, it's what got him there to begin with, absolutely. Let the people come to the rhetoric, not the rhetoric to the people.
Yeah.
What's refreshing about him is that he tells it like it is, goes outside of the conventional box, and I think it's crucial. I mean, how can you look at the attack in Nice and not understand the intimate connection of immigration and terrorism, that one spawns the other? You can't have one without the other, because these are all imported terrorists. And if you elect Hillary, you're going to have several million more in the U.S., and they'll have several hundred terrorists among them.
Oh.
And we'll have a problem that's intractable, just like the French, with 10% Muslim population, have gotten themselves into it. U.S. now has 2%, a few more, and we'll be right where France is.
And last night on O'Reilly, she said she wouldn't necessarily go in and bomb them. She still wants to talk with them and give them hugs and kisses. What do you think about Trump's pick of Governor Mike Pence as his VP? Does that help or hurt him with the party as a whole?
Well, it'll help him with the Republican Party. It'll help unite the party. And the social conservatives were looking for a sign that the kind of people he'd appoint to the Supreme Court would be social conservatives. And selecting Pence certainly does that. Trump needed to do that to, you know, when you're unrolling a carpet, you got to tack it down in the beginning so it doesn't roll up behind you.
Right. You know, if my thought has been, and you've been at this forever, is that if he would just lay out who his cabinet would be, if he would lay out who his czars would be if he got in office, don't you think that would tighten this this campaign up for him so much more? Really?
No. It would be a horrible thing because then you would be exposed to negatives on every single one of them.
Interesting.
You know, you put 10 guys out there, men and women out there, and, you know, every conviction they've ever had for anything, every tax lien, every audit, every, you know, lawsuit, everything. It's hard enough to be a candidate and then to put a VP out there as well and inherit his record, too. But when you put them all out there, you're in serious trouble.
Yeah, some of the things you talk about in the book, I totally agree with from a standpoint of I think Trump should get out there and he should be calling out the failures of this administration and tying it to Hillary and explaining what he would do to make it different. Is that a good strategy or not?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a very important strategy. But let's bear in mind that Hillary now has a huge number of negatives. She's at about 55 or 60% negative. Only 33% of the American people think she's honest and trustworthy. 67 don't. The key right now is for Trump to close the sale by being a positive alternative to Hillary. The fundamental fact of this race is that Trump and Hillary have negatives for different reasons. Trump has negatives because of what he said. Hillary has negatives because of what she's done. You can change what you say. You can't change what you did.
I agree with you. Now, you worked with the Clintons for years. I mean, were you surprised by what went down with the FBI here in the last 12 days?
No, not at all. Well, I'm surprised they didn't indict her, or I'm shocked they didn't indict her, but not surprised, but shocked. In this book, I reveal all of the scandals, all of the negatives that I've learned from 20 years of directly dealing with them as her chief advisor and then for 20 more years of watching her. Gradually, two forces have come to take over her personality. Paranoia and secrecy on the one hand and money-grubbing corruption on the other. And they reinforce each other. The more she steals, the more she needs to hide that she's stealing by secrecy and paranoia. The reason she has private emails is because this marriage has become a RICO, a racketeering organization, where Bill runs around with a bag and he gets speaking fees. And he emails Hillary and says, okay, Vladimir Putin just gave me $500,000 to speak in Russia. And he wants the approval of Russ Adam, his company's Russia government-owned nuclear company. He needs the approval of the State Department for Russ Adam to take over a Canadian company that owns 20% of the uranium production in the U.S. And then 4 months later, Hillary grants the approval. And obviously, that whole transaction was discussed in emails. But you go through all the emails that Hillary turned over, there's not one mention of that deal or of Russ Adam. If you go through the cables of the State Department that she can't control, there are 44 mentions of it, but nothing in her emails. So what she did was to scrub her emails clean of any footprints of her corruption. And that's why there were 30,000 plus that were destroyed. That's why she had a secret server in the first place. She would rather risk that the Chinese and Russians know what she's doing than that the American people do.
Dick, you must be a special man in the sight of God because you're still alive. And, you know, I just did a piece on the 50 of her closest friends that are no longer with us, on the planet. So.
Hey, Joe, I'll tell you what. I'll be your canary in the coal mine. As long as I'm alive, you're okay.
Well, listen, thanks for being with me today, Dick. I do appreciate your time. You know, and the book is called Armageddon, How Trump Can Beat Hillary. Dick, have a great rest of the day. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. We've got a lot more coming up after the break.